How are you?
Oh, well, we're keeping busy. I know you are.
How are things going?
Things are generally a little calm at the moment, except in Cambodia. We thought we ought to begin trickling some of our dependents out of there. CNN's getting pretty crazy, but I don't expect them to do anything dramatically in the immediate future, but it does look a little dangerous. But in Bolivia and in Sudan, apparently the existing governments seem now to be ready to stay in office, carry on. No great surprises out of the Soviet Union or anything of that sort at the moment. Are you getting questions on your trip about foreign policy matters, or is it on other matters?
Well, we're talking foreign policy most of the time, and peace, generally.
I've just seen you on two or three television shots here, and it was very good. Very good.
They're supposed to drop the big bombshell tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I'm talking to Bill Moyers in about 15 minutes about that.
Did he tell you about what they said?
Well, he was on the phone, and he didn't tell me very much. Except that a cabinet secretary might be involved.
Yeah, he said that Hoover told him that they told Hoover that he was a member of the cabinet.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think we ought to do about it?
Well, I think we ought to try to find out a little more if we can, what it is and who it can be. I think Bill called me because of a remark I made the other day that I am always accompanied by a chaperone armed with a pistol, so don't think you've got anything on me, but one of my colleagues in the cabinet meeting the other day advised everybody to be sure they're traveling with other people all the time in their trips around, because he thought we were being followed and that sort of thing. But
who did that? I remember.
I thought it was either Celebrezzi or Granowski.
Yeah, I believe it was Celebrezzi.
I think it was Celebrezzi, yeah, that made that suggestion. Now, whether you had any,
what do you think about your calling together in the morning, telling us the report you heard from Hoover, and see if they have been followed, if they have anything suspicious, or see if they know anything and we ought to know, and see if their undersecretary and their assistant secretary has been pretty well cleared. Ask them if they've got an FBI report on them, if they haven't, to call for one, a full FBI on every officer that has to be confirmed.
Right. Well, now, Pastor, better have those who are in town drop by here rather than over the White House. What do you think?
I expect that, right? I expect that to be... I might even want to talk to him on the phone.
Right, right. Well, I'll talk to, it may be that Bill has a few more details. I'll wait until he comes tonight, and I'll get on the phone with him.
I don't think so.
Now, I pass this along, Jim Greenfield, I didn't go into why I asked him, but I asked him what he had heard on the bombshell circuit from newspaper people. He said that at Dean Birch's press meeting today with the reporters, that they asked him about the bombshell business, and he downplayed it. He seemed to brush it aside, and that doesn't prove very much. But I'll try to follow through with Bill and be in touch with my colleagues here in town.
I'm going to be there till 10. Would you think it'd be wise? I'm not getting in at 1. We need to just have a quick meeting at 9 in the morning and bring this in incidentally. Ask them what they've done about security on all the time.
Oh, I should think it might be.
Why don't you then tell Bill to get out notice to everybody in town to be at the cabinet at 9?
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll do that tonight.
And then you check to see what undersecretaries. What check do you make on undersecretaries?
Oh, well, we've got, we're a department where 100% of our appointments are sensitive posts, so we've got full feel on everybody here.
Well, tell everybody that comes in to be sure to. Before they come to check.
All right.
Tell Bill or whoever will notify them to check their top personnel, their undersecretaries and their assistant secretaries, see what checks have been made.
I sure will.
Thank you, Dean.
I'll see you tonight.
How do things appear to you?
Well, I was encouraged by what people were telling me in Houston. I don't know. I think Senator Yarbrough may be in some trouble, but you're in very good shape, apparently, down there.
Do you see any chance for this fellow generally? score?
No, no.
I don't, but I may be too close to it.
No, I think that really this tremendous effort you're making now is really more relevant to the Senate and congressional races than it is to your own. But I can see why you want to keep going, just not to take any chances.
Well, we'll be through tomorrow. Sure do. Thank you.
Okay, fine.
Give my love, Virginia.
Thank you, Mr. President.